Well, as our growers are just entering another season, USDA economist Gary Lusher gives us a summary of what we saw this year.
We had a downward trend in the grower prices, but the consumer price index for fresh veggies basically has been little changed since last June.
On the retail side, fresh veggies as a group are costing consumers about 5% more than last year, but those prices have started to fall lately, down 1.7% in October compared to September, and down another 0.5% or so this past month. And as for the producer, Lusher says for next year,
if we don't have a recurrence of the freezes that we saw last year, which devastated Florida and Mexico and even hit California and Arizona, we're expecting a tremendous drop in the grower price, maybe as much as 25% from a year earlier.
That, of course, will bring the retail prices down, but may not be all that bad for growers either.
You're going to have commodity to sell, whereas last year growers were frozen out. They didn't have a whole lot of product to sell. Even though the prices might be high, it doesn't do you a whole lot of good if you don't have anything to sell. So this year, you'll get more moderate prices. The prices will be down a lot from last year, but they'll still be within the normal range that you'd see for a year with normal weather, which is what we're expecting.
Indeed, so far so good, as our specialty crop growers do seem to be reaping the benefits of favorable weather. Julie McPeak with Southeast AgNet.